Earlier today, I ran into an old friend. We used to be good friends that I haven't seen in a number of years. You know how sometimes you'll run into someone, maybe an acquaintance that you haven't seen in a while, and you really don't want to see them? You know they're going to ask you those same obligatory small talk questions. What have you been up to? Where are you working? Why haven't I seen you? Call me sometime. We'll hang out. In your mind, you're thinking, there's a reason I haven't seen you in a number of years. I'm not gonna call you. But the old friend that I ran into today, it wasn't like that. I mean, we go way back. We were close friends for many, many years, 15, 20 years. And we picked up right where we left off the last time we saw each other a number of years ago. I mean, this guy was in my wedding. We were close friends. And to his credit, he was one of very few people in my life at that time that tried to tell me that I might have been making a mistake by getting married. Now, of course, I didn't listen to him, and if anybody else at the time would have told me that, I wouldn't have listened to them either. He ended up being right. I got divorced 7 or 8 years later. But anyway, he said that he had been following me here on YouTube for a little while. He asked a lot of questions about the channel, but there was one comment that he made that really stuck out to me. He said, "I couldn't do what you do every day." And I kind of looked at him funny and asked, "Well, why not?" He told me, "It's got to get old, always reading about negativity, always covering negativity, always having to read and share a lot of the stupidity and the ignorance that's going on in the country and in sports right now." And he said that it seems like after a while it would get aggravating. And I told him, "Dude, I love it. I actually enjoy coming on here every day and calling out the social justice warriors in sports for their ignorance. It's my pleasure. This is fun to me, getting to attack SJWs like Jemele Hill for a living, or in this case, Carrie Champion." Now, I'm not going to attack Carrie Champion like I would someone like Jemele Hill. To be honest with you, I really don't know much about Carrie Champion. I know she has a show with Jemele Hill that very few people watch. When you team up with someone like Jemele Hill, I automatically question your judgment. Their show is titled "Carrie and Jemele Won't Stick to Sports," which is why both Carrie Champion and Jemele Hill no longer work in sports media. They can't stick to sports. There has been a lot of controversy surrounding comments that Sage Steele made with Jay Cutler. And I really don't understand the big deal. You can disagree with somebody and not try to ruin their career. You can disagree with someone and not try to have them silenced. That is not what's happening right now with Sage Steele. The woke media, they are trying to silence her and anyone who thinks the way she thinks. Carrie Champion jumped on that bandwagon this morning. She was a guest on Brianna Kyler's CNN show that no one watches, and that should tell you all you need to know. It should tell you what you need to know about the judgment of Carrie Champion agreeing to go on CNN in the first place, the Communist News Network. I don't think truth has been spoken on CNN airwaves in over a decade. It should also tell you about the conversation between Brianna Kyler and Carrie Champion and how it went. This was not a debate where Brianna Kyler takes one side and Carrie Champion takes the other. They don't believe in debates on CNN. It was a 5 or 10 minute segment of both women twisting and misconstruing the context of what Stage Still said. Now, I'm not even going to get into the Barack Obama part again. We talked about that on Monday. You can check that video out in the archives. What we're mainly going to focus on is Sage Steele's comments about women and how Carrie Champion, for lack of a better word, misrepresented those comments. On Jay Cutler's podcast, Sage Steele said that she has had young women approach her trying to get into sports media. They show her a demo tape or whatever, and they want Sage Steele to help them get their foot in the door. Sage Steele said that she would love to help these aspiring young women out, but the way that they dress and present themselves, she doesn't want to be associated with. She went on to imply that women who dress provocatively invite negative behavior from men. Now, I don't know why this implication is so shocking to people. Like I said the other day, mothers and grandmothers have been saying this to their daughters for decades. Carrie Champion, she goes on CNN and says that Sage Steele obviously has issues with other women. She's anti-women, and that's a big no-no in 2021. How can you misconstrue the context so badly? If anything, Sage Steele's trying to help young women. Like I've said before, everyone should be able to dress however the hell they want. We live in a free country. If you want to walk around dressed provocatively, you should be able to do so. But even though we live in a free country, we do not live in a perfect country. There are people out here that will take advantage of you. In a professional setting like ESPN, sports media, or even at your normal everyday job, life in general, the way you dress, the way you present yourself, determines how other people are going to treat you. If you dress like a stripper, people will treat you like a stripper. If you dress like a professional, you'll be treated professionally. Now, that doesn't mean that will be the case every time, and that doesn't mean it's okay for men to harass you. It's not. If you choose to dress a certain way and men harass you, that's not okay. But what Sage Steele was saying is if you do choose to dress a certain way, you are inviting that sort of behavior. Carrie Champion said Sage Steele has a lack of awareness. She said Sage Steele's comments create a divide between women. It makes it harder for us to get along. We feel like we have to compete against each other in a male-dominated industry. I find this funny for a couple of reasons. Number one, Carrie Champion criticizes Sage Steele for dividing and attacking women while she is attacking Sage Steele on national television. Number two, I Googled Carrie Champion. I just Googled her name, went to Google Images. I looked through 5-6 pages of pictures of Carrie Champion, various pictures, some from her Instagram, some from various interviews that she's done, some from her time at ESPN. You know how many pictures I found of Carrie Champion dressed provocatively? You know how many I found? Zero. None. Even though Carrie Champion's offended and disagrees with Sage Steele calling out women for dressing provocatively, in her own life, she presents herself exactly the way Sage Steele said women should present themselves. Number three, Sage Steele is not dividing women. She's not causing women to feel the need to compete with each other. She's not creating an atmosphere where women feel the need to fight with each other, where they can't get along. You know what causes women to do that? Other women. Women have been in competition with each other since the beginning of time. My ex-wife said something to me one time that I've never forgotten. We were going to watch a football game at a friend's house or something casual like that one night. And she was taking forever to get ready, which not unusual. But this particular night, just going to a friend's house to watch a football game, I just felt she was taking way too long to get ready. I remember going back to my room, asking her what was taking so long, telling her she looked fine the way she was, stuff like that. You look great. Come on, let's just go. I remember saying something to the effect of, why are you so worried about getting dressed up? You look fine the way you are. And she looked at me and said, I'm not dressing up for you. I'm dressing up because other girls at this house are going to be dressed up. She went on to tell me that men think women dress up for them, for other men. But in reality, they dress up to compete against one another. And I've never forgotten it. She was absolutely right. Social media gets a lot of blame for pitting women against each other. But if it wasn't social media, it would be something else. Women are always going to be in competition with each other. Us men, we could care less. I don't have a problem with Carrie Champion disagreeing with Sage Steele. We should be able to disagree with each other. My problem comes in when they want to silence Sage Steele. When they want to silence anyone with a different opinion. The backlash over these comments, you would think Sage Steele stole food from a starving child. ESPN's removed her from their airwaves. Now, they're blaming the fact that she has the COVID. which is a coincidence in itself. ESPN mandated that Sage still get the vaccine. 1 week later, she's got the COVID. Now, Ben Shapiro is claiming that ESPN pulled her from the airwaves because of the comments she made about Barack Obama, which might be true. But I believe it has more to do with the comments she made about women. Criticizing women is not allowed in 2021. Sage Still is going to lose her job at ESPN, and she's going to lose her job because she doesn't fall in line with the agenda. It's that simple. For 5 years, ESPN had numerous on-air talents trashing Donald Trump. Nothing happened.
But KC, they fired Jemele Hill.
Well, of course they did. They fired her after they received immense pressure and backlash to do so. Jemele Hill called the president of the United States a white supremacist. ESPN knew she took it too far, but Max Kellerman, he was critical of Donald Trump, nothing. Stephen A. Smith, who was pushing for African Americans back in 2016 to vote for Donald Trump, he was critical at times of him, nothing happened. The reason the media pushes backlash when someone like Sage Steele defies the agenda, they do this to send a message. Fall out of compliance and we will ruin your career. And you know what? It works. Even if you disagree with Sage Steele, silencing her is not the answer. You can either have freedom of speech and disagree with someone, maybe even be offended by something they say, or you can have regulated speech and never be offended. You'll also never speak freely. The cancel culture, it's got to stop. Sage Steele did not say anything I thought was offensive. And she issued an apology, which you guys know I don't agree with. However, to her credit, Sage Steele did not apologize for anything she said. She didn't apologize for her opinion. She apologized for creating controversy and backlash for ESPN. In her statement, she said, "In these times, we must communicate constructively and thoughtfully." And I kind of somewhat disagree with that. It's important to think before you speak, but we've created a society where people are afraid to speak their mind. If a public figure has an opinion that differs from the mainstream, the current atmosphere we live in influences them to stay silent. But anyway, give me your thoughts on Sage Steele being taken off the air at ESPN. Also, let me know what you think of Carrie Champion attacking Sage Steele for attacking women. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.